Boss Jeweler. Scott speaking.
Hey, Scott. It's Miles with RDI Diamonds. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Getting that to Friday, finally.
I heard that, yeah.
You can never come fast enough, right?
Holy smokes. I'm done a little early today, so not that I'm counting, but it's 55 minutes. Yeah.
I've been keeping an eye on the clock, too, so I feel you on that. It's been a special week, I'll say that for sure. But I wanted to reach out to you guys because I was checking out your website, and I noticed that you guys carry estate jewelry. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm curious. How do you guys acquire your estate pieces?
It walks in the door.
So customers, they come and drop it off, or not drop it off, but sell it.
We don't seek it. Yeah, we don't actively seek it out. It's funny that you say that, well, that you asked about that just now, because Dan and I just went through a very large, higher-end estate.
Oh.
And the man who brought it in, his father worked for Tiffany and all these other outfits, so there's exquisite pieces in there. So it just comes to us. We do not seek it out. It comes to us.
Okay. Well, hey, that's good. That's good that you got that type of, I guess, inventory in your shop. That's actually part of the reason I wanted to call, because we have a sister company that does estate pieces, antique, that high-end stuff that you're talking about. So I was just curious how frequently customers tend to come in and shop for them.
Our estate case is a pretty big attraction here in the store. As a matter of fact, in our area, we're in a little bit more of a rural area. So our estate case is the first thing you stumble onto in the door.
Mm-hmm.
So it does get a lot of attention. People call frequently wondering, have we restocked? Are there any new items in your estate? We do hear it a lot. What does your sister company do? I'm curious.
Yeah, so they do memo programs over there. So if that's something you're interested in, we can get items in your hands for a couple of days or even a few weeks, depending on the situation. Just to kind of freshen up that estate piece showcase, like you mentioned, because clearly you got a lot of demand for it. So this could be a good way to get some new items and get customers coming more frequently to see them out.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, if at the very least, and I don't know how your programs work, but if at the very least, if we're having a dry spell, which happens, and we need an inventory, we'll know where to find something. Is there information that you can email about that? Because I'm kind of curious.
Yeah, I definitely got you. So I'm going to send you an email right after this call with all that information. I'll even include a link to the website. The best part is you can create an account, and it'll allow you to see the availability of the items. It'll allow you to see the pricing, and you can have it set up on memo as well.
What about, out of curiosity, what about going the other way? Do they buy things also?
That is a great question. I've never had anyone actually ask me, but I'm like 90% sure they do buy, because that's how they get their new inventory as well.
That's what I was wondering, because on occasion, like, some really exquisite pieces come in that we can't resell here. There's just not a market here for it. So sometimes it winds up getting liquidated, much to the detriment of our our taste, but that's what winds up happening, because the customer wants that.
Okay.
So if we had a better outlet for it, that'd be terrific.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, buddy. So
yeah, I'm looking at the website right now. They actually have a tab that says you can you can sell items. So that is something they can do for you. So that would be a good avenue for you.
Okay. Yeah. Send me the stuff.
Okay. I'm gonna send you the link to this email. The email I have is bossjewelers@gmail.com. Is that correct?
That's the one. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll send you that email, and the best part is, because MBJ is our sister company, because the two CEOs are partners, I'll be your rep for both RDI Diamonds here for loose stones, jewelry, and then I'll be your rep for MBJ as well for their estate stuff.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Yeah. So keep things a little bit more streamlined for you guys. You don't have to reach out to different people that way.
Much appreciated, yeah.
Yeah, and just out of curiosity, do you guys look for anything specific when it comes to estate pieces?
Not really. We have some people come in and be like, hey, if this comes in, can you give me a call? Oftentimes it never does.
Okay, so this is probably where we'd be a good fit for you guys, because they have a very large catalog, a lot of different things. I can tell you some of the categories they have. So they've got earrings, necklace and pendants. They got some brooches, bracelets, and a whole bunch of other stuff as well. So
okay.
I'm pretty sure we could find something for you. And it's not just diamonds either. There's gemstones. There's some unique mined earth elements as well. So got a little bit of everything, so you can find something for your customers.
Yeah, I'm interested in taking a look at that.
Okay, so yeah, I'll send that email right now. And then in addition to that, since I have you on the phone, I might as well ask, what about your diamond needs, given that Valentine's Day is next weekend?
We seem to be pretty well squared away with that, as far as I know. I oversee most of the thing comings and goings here, as far as that goes, unless Dan, the store owner, knows something that I don't, which is a very good possibility. As far as I know, we're good in that department, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know I've been trying to get my foot in the door with you guys for quite a while now, so maybe the MBGA might be the best route for me to do so, and then we could kind of go from there and see what we do.
I was actually thinking sort of the same thing, and maybe it can translate into the other too, so yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, whatever it takes to get my foot in the door with you, I'll take any opportunity I can get, but I'll start off with the estate pieces, and then what I could do is I'll follow up next week, so that way if you have questions, you can reach out to me with them, all right?
Okay, yeah, make it midweek if you could.
All right, yeah, so Wednesday. We'll do Wednesday next week then.
That's perfect. Yep.
Week. And then you said your name was Scott, right?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to add you to our list. I think I have your name in our list system here. And what's your role, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I'm store manager.
Okay, store manager. Ooh, some old power. I like it. All right.
I don't know about that.
I mean, you got the manager title. You have some type of power, whether it's even if it's just but on paper, you have power. It doesn't matter.
I get a set of keys, brother.
Hey, that's enough power. You run the store at that point. That's all you need is a set of keys. All right, but cool. Yeah, I'll send you this email in a few minutes, so be on the lookout for it. I would highly recommend checking out the website and, at minimum, make an account. It won't force you into anything. It'll at least allow you to see more of the website.
Sounds good, Miles. I appreciate it. I got guys here, so I got to run now.
Okay. Talk to you later, Scott. I appreciate it.
Yep, thanks, man.
All right, bye-bye.